What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with a new intro that you just heard. Anyway,
hey.
Today we actually don't have a guest. We're doing something a little fun, a little different. It's a duet, another duet.
Duet with me,
so,
Matthew. Yeah, this is Joe Fear. That was Matt Wolf.
We're already getting off track.
It's fine. Hey, you know what? I know you guys are busy. We're all busy, limited time. But this podcast is going to be extra actionable. And it's actually very timely because what all stemmed from some surveys we've been doing to our groups and to our lists. And we basically asked, hey, what are you interested in learning the most? What's like the biggest pain that you have in your business? What's the biggest thing that you just need some assistance with, some guidance, and, you know, just point you in the right direction, action steps. So what we gave things like list growth, like growing your list, product development, I think, wealth management and growth. And there were some other ones that you listed on there.
I was actually excited to see that wealth management and wealth growth, wealth accumulation was one of the top. It was the second.
It
was the second biggest pick on our poll. And I was actually excited to see that because for me, that's my number one. That's the thing that I get most excited about. But the number one on that poll was actually list building. That was what most people wanted to learn about, wanted to talk about. So we decided, let's make another duet episode. We haven't done one in quite a while. It's been probably a couple months since we've done one of these. And let's keep the focus on list building, talk about some of our list building strategies.
So for you who don't know who or what a list is, I can talk today, I swear. So if you don't know what a list is, we're talking about a database or an email list or just basically some database of names and contacts that you can send messages to. They can interact with you. They can get value from you and click on links and see your offers and buy your stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, we kind of want you to rethink what you think of a list. Most people think of a list as just an email list. We've sort of broadened that a little bit. And we've got an email list, we've got a chatbot list, we've got a Facebook group, which we actually kind of consider a list as well because we can engage with them, we can put links in front of them. We've got a push notification list. So whenever we put out new blog posts or new podcast episodes, a push notification goes out to everybody on that list to notify them that it went live. You know, pretty much any way that we can own some sort of asset and then put information or content in front of them, we consider that part of our list building efforts. So today I think we're going to pretty much specifically focus on three types of lists that we think have been the most powerful. That's our email list, our chatbot list on Facebook Messenger, and our Facebook group. We actually kind of we leverage it in the same way somebody would leverage a mailing list. So those are going to be the three that we're going to focus on today.
And very briefly as well, just to take a step back, the why to even have a list in the first place is so you can control your income, essentially. You can control when you can expect money to come in. You're not just hoping that you're going to get a sale one day. Or you're just hoping that, you know, you're going to hit your business goals. But like without a list, you're really not in control of your business. Sure, you can run traffic, you can run ads and you know, have a really good marketing strategy. But if you don't have an element of where you're gathering a list in one of these formats that we're going to talk about, these are the most effective for us, then you're honestly not serving your customer. You're not serving yourself the proper way. Because for a long time, I didn't have a list myself. And it could have been a lot easier with a list. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Much easier.
Yeah. So, I mean, every time I've ever been interviewed, every time I've ever been on somebody else's podcast or anything like that, if the question comes up, what's one of your biggest regrets? What's one of your biggest mistakes? What's one of the things that you wish you knew when you were getting started that you now know now? My response is always, I wish I started building a list earlier. You know, Joe and I, we actually started doing our marketing and our business in 07. I started actually building websites in about 05. And I don't think we ever even tried to build a mailing list or collected email subscriber information until maybe 2009.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like five years after we'd already been kind of running our own businesses, we decided let's start actually collecting contact details so we can get in front of people a second time.
Right. And many times after that too. So Let's just crack into this and talk about these different strategies that we use for the three types of lists that we're going to talk about today. So those three types again is email list. That's probably the most common that you people hear. You hear people say,
what do you mean? You people,
most people refer to list growth as email list growth. Cool. That's common. So we're going to build an email list. We're also going to talk about chatbots. That's kind of a newer thing, and it's integrated in things like Facebook and your website and stuff like that. And then we're going to talk about Facebook groups. So email, Matt, what are our two best strategies for growing our email list?
So right now, you know, we've probably got like 15 different ways that people get on our email list, but there's two core ways that people are getting on our email list pretty much every single day. The number one way that we put people on our email list every single day is through our webinar. We do a webinar which teaches content curation and content marketing strategies, and we run a lot of Facebook ad traffic to that webinar. So that is the number one way we're building our list. I mean, that's adding probably hundreds of people to our list every single day is a webinar that teaches content. We drive Facebook ad traffic to a webinar registration page. That webinar registration page is built in ClickFunnels. They register for the webinar, and then they're on our list. They watch our presentation. We have some follow-up emails, and we can broadcast to them over and over again after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of cool because once we get them on that list, they obviously will fulfill that that bribe or whatever, that promise to them that they're going to see this nice training, this webinar. So we give them that. But say if they don't purchase from that training right there, because there's an offer attached to it, they get followed up with, I think we have like 7 emails that hit them in the upcoming 7 days, where it gives them replays, it gives them other variations of the offer and the content, and it gives them more value. So, you know, it's kind of like this indoctrination series that we're obviously initially trying to make a sale from the front end, because you usually want to recoup your costs as fast as possible, especially if you're running paid ads. But, you know, if someone doesn't buy initially, it usually means that they're not ready at the time. They need to be convinced more. They just don't trust you. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of having a list, is you can have this automated follow-up sequence that you can then grow that trust with them pretty quickly.
You are correct.
Yeah. So, but webinars are sweet because they, out of everything we've tested recently, probably in the last few years or so, webinar is like the most enticing way to get people to immediately sign up.
Yeah.
Yeah. From cold traffic, which we were getting around 60% of an opt-in rate.
60% opt-in rate, yeah.
Which is crazy. Anything over, what, 35 to 40%?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say if you were getting 35 to 40% opted rate from cold traffic, you're pretty happy about that. Right. We were getting 60% on our webinar registration page. And just a little side note, I'm going to throw it in there because I'm very self-promotional. Our EGP letter number 8, the July issue of the EGP letter, was all about webinars. And we actually give screenshots and a breakdown of that entire webinar funnel that's converting at 60% of the opt-ins. So just want to throw that little side note in there for those of you who are EGP letter subscribers. Make sure you check out issue number 8 to get all those details.
Yeah.
Or, you know, also check out our back issues page if you don't have that issue.
And so I'd say action step for this webinar growth strategy is, like, you know, webinars seem a little daunting to some people. But there's some easy ways you could just create a webinar. There's a lot of cool things like funnel scripts, I think it's a piece of software that you can kind of produce a webinar fairly fast. You just kind of plug your information into the blanks. But a webinar doesn't have to be some massive thing. You could honestly just do like a training, and you could do it live and then record it and then, you know, replay it. But like Matt was saying, you know, just maybe your training's 30 minutes. Yeah. It's like not a full-blown webinar. But use it as an opportunity to grow that list and build simple pages in like ClickFunnels.
Yeah, I mean, don't overthink that shit, really. It's like with webinars, I used to teach this strategy where we promoted affiliate webinars. Mm-hmm. And really all I did on this webinar was I would do a walkthrough of the product we were promoting. We promote a lot of software tools. So, you know, this strategy makes sense if you're promoting software. But we'd walk through a piece of software, just show it off, show a bunch of cool features, show what is possible, and then at the end give a little offer. You know, if you go and get it through this link, I'm going to give you these 2 or 3 extra bonuses, and you've got a webinar. You can start building a list, and you don't even need your own damn product. You just start building a list off of promoting other people's products through your own webinar.
There you go. So I would say homework is to get a webinar going, just something. It could be a ghetto webinar, not fancy, but just get something going where you can test some traffics, you know, maybe get some people to share it around for you, but kind of start that list growth. That's probably the easiest, fastest way.
Yep.
Second promotion or way to grow an email list would be, Matt?
So the other way that we're adding a ton of leads every single day is through our content. So, you know, Evergreen Profits, we've got a blog. We've also got a few other blogs and other niches. And what we do with our blog posts is we put good content out there that people want to read, that people want to share, that, you know, hopefully gets ranked in Google, that sort of thing. And on that content, we overlay a little slide in box. We use a tool called Thrive Leads, and it's got a little slide in that on the bottom right hand portion of your corner of your monitor. When you scroll down the page about 10% of the content, then this little pop-up pops up and says, hey, do you want this freebie? Sign up here. And this freebie is a different content marketing training. This is like a little 10-minute content marketing training video that we put together with some tips and strategies. We're probably going to change it out soon, but that's what's there now. So you slide down, you read the content, you get 10% down, a little box pops up, you enter your email. There's a bunch of tools that do it. We use Thrive Leads. I believe you can do it with ConvertBar, which we're fans of. You can do it with SumoMe, Opt-in Monster. They all do it. Pretty much any opt-in tool that you can get out there has the slide-in option where when you scroll a certain amount of down the page, a slide-in comes up and you can opt in. So that's our number two way we're driving traffic. And we drive traffic to this content in so many different ways. We are running Facebook ads to the content. A lot of the content, it does get ranked in Google, just kind of over time. It's ranked in Google. People share it on Facebook. There's all sorts of ways that people discover this content and then get on our list.
Yeah, it's cool because these little slide-in things, like, you know, you can... Well, the old style, I think, was like, okay, you have a sidebar, you know, like imagine a blog. Typically, there'd be a sidebar on the right-hand side, and you have an opt-in box there, and it kind of is always just there. But really, like, there have been a lot of studies that even showed this, that a lot of people just go blind to that whole area. So when they're reading content, they're not even thinking about to, you know, look a little further to the right and actually put in their information. Whereas with the slide-in, our content typically fills up the entire page, so there's no sidebar.
Yep.
And, you know, basically, like Matt was saying, 10, 20% down the page, if someone's scrolling, that means they're interested slightly, at least, in that article. So we're pretty much getting them when they're engaged with the content, and then that slide-in pops up out of nowhere. And, you know, it's obviously animated, so it's literally sliding in, so it catches their attention. And that's where we've seen some really good conversion rates.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are the two main ways we've built a list. There are plenty of other ways to build a mailing list. You know, at the end of this podcast, we used to have a call to action that go to a website and opt in for our newsletter. That was another way people got on our list. We do build old traditional, like, opt-in squeeze pages where you land on a page and it's just, hey, opt in for this free video. We drive some traffic to that. But nothing really seems to convert nearly as well as running traffic to webinar registration pages and running traffic to content with a slide in. Those are the two most the best ways to build the list from what we've seen.
And if you're looking for that slide in, if you're looking for a little offer, maybe you don't have something created, just create a PDF of that actual content. So yeah, I think you tested this a lot, Matt.
Oh yeah.
Whereas, like, you'd think this wouldn't really work, but if you created a PDF out of the exact content they're reading right there on the page, which, you know, it's free, but if you literally say just like, you know, hey, put in your email address for a PDF of this blog post.
Well, the wording I've always used is enter your email for a downloadable, printable PDF. You know, I always put those little, like, adjectives before it to let them know, like, why they might want a PDF. So I always put a downloadable, printable PDF. You know, the same reason so many people love our EGP newsletter is the same reason that works, right? People love to have something physical that they can sit down, read wherever they want, highlight, dog ear, whatever, right? So the same reason, the same psychology that makes the letter so successful is the psychology that makes a printable version successful. True. Now, how many people actually print it after they download it? I don't know, but they opt in with that intention.
That's cool. Yeah, so if you're not looking to make more content, we're fans of repurposing. So that's one way.
Good tool to do that, Designer. We'll put a link down in the show notes, but there's a cool tool called Designer where you literally plug in the URL of your blog post and it gives you a PDF version of that blog post that's all beautifully formatted, and it takes like 30 seconds, and it's freaking amazing.
Was it designer with two R's? Is that what it is?
It's designer with two R's, but no E at the end. So DESIGNRR.
.com, I think. Or
no.
IO.
No, use our link that's on our show notes page.
Yeah, do that. All right, so moving on. That's email. Again, don't overcomplicate this stuff. I know it's a lot of information, but just take one thing and run with it. Second thing, chatbots. These are our friend, and they are newer to the game, but they are on our list because chatbots are a different way to create a list inside, you know, this database of people that you can then follow up with either in an automated form or a personal form. So what we like to do, so chatbots really quick. If you haven't heard of chatbots, they're essentially a piece of software that integrates with Facebook. I'm sure there's going to be integrations with all sorts of websites one day. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there already are. But Facebook is like the most popular. So if you can imagine, there's so many ways that you can get into a chatbot list. But if you just message maybe a brand's Facebook page, for instance, so if you go to Evergreen Profits, you're going to find an opportunity to send us a message. And if you sent us a message, you're going to get an automated response that basically says, hey, thanks for writing in. I'm the Evergreen Profits chatbot. Smiley face, wave. Yeah. And basically it's going to say, hey, you know, here are the few, like three of the most popular links and ways to learn about what we got going on. Check them out if you wish. And do you have any questions? And mm-hmm. that's it. So we're pretty much prompting them to start a conversation with us.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, a chatbot, it's a little different than email. Obviously with email you want conversations too, but people, you know, it's not rare, but it's very uncommon that people actually respond to an email. It happens to us all the time. But with chatbots, if you send messages, it's like, what's our response rate? It's probably like 75% or more.
More than that. I mean, I would say on
average it's like 100.
Yeah, our read rate's something like 98%, which is essentially an open rate on an email.
Yeah.
So the amount of people that actually read our messages is around 98%, and then something like 75% of the people who actually read it will click on a link if there's a link in the message.
Right. So if you can imagine that's blowing email out of the water. It's not the same thing, so we can't totally compare the two. But you're starting a conversation within a messaging and social platform that pretty much everyone is familiar with, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And all you're doing is inserting yourself into this conversation.
Yeah, and the way this relates to a list is if somebody actually engages with your chatbot, it actually stores a list that you can send a broadcast to later as a chat. So, for example, in Joe's example, if you went to Evergreen Profits Facebook page, you message us, you get a little automated response, and then because you messaged us, you are now on our chatbot list. And when we go to send a broadcast, we can send a message to everybody who's interacted with us in the past. Mm-hmm. So, for example, let's say we've got 200 people on our chatbot list. This podcast episode just got released, and we want to let everybody know this chatbot got released. We can send out a broadcast message to our entire chatbot list and say, hey, check it out. There's a new podcast talking about list building. You told us you wanted to learn it. That's what we're talking about today. Go check it out. Here's the link. We'll probably see out of those 200 people, we'll see almost all 200 of them actually read that message, and probably, you know, 100, 150 of them actually click over on that link. So the way you would use an email list to drive engagement and drive traffic is similar to the way you'd use it for a chatbot. So it's super, super powerful. We've been testing it a lot. We've been using it a lot, and we just close a ton of extra sales through it.
Yeah. No, I mean, so Matt's kind of describing the automated way you would use a chatbot. And what's really cool with chatbots is that you can interact and then hop in as a live person, which is a little different than email, of course. This one, you can literally have a conversation real time with someone. So, mm-hmm. You know, like the way we like to do is exactly what Matt said. So we kind of set them up with these prompts. We get them interested. We tag them in their interests. So you can actually do that too. You can say like, okay, if they're interested in this specific product, you can put that tag on them. So, you know, like, well, like for instance, we have a chatbot course. Mm-hmm. We know if someone came in saying, hey, I'm interested in your chatbot course, it's going to tag them, mm-hmm. or we can manually tag them. So that gives us the ability to have like segmented lists inside of our platform. But what's really cool is inherently people are going to chat with you because they're going to ask questions. You're kind of putting yourself out there as a resource. So you need to be able to have someone, maybe it's yourself or a support person, come in and actually hop in and chat with these folks. And we like to hop in there at least a few times a day. Mm-hmm. We actually used to do it ourselves, but about a month or two ago, we hired a support lady that does all of that for us now and just pretty much asks us if she has any questions to us. Yeah. And that is where you can actually ROI on these things. So if you have some promotion and, you know, you're just basically there to answer objections, this is your opportunity to close the sale right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk real quick about a couple of ways to actually get people onto a chatbot list, because we've used some unique sort of strategies, and obviously we cover all these in our chatbot course, so we're not going to go insanely in depth, but we can give like a real quick overview of some of the ways that we build these chatbot lists. One of the lowest hanging fruit, easiest ways to build a chatbot list is to leverage any existing platforms you have. So if you've got an email list already, you've got a Facebook group, you've got a Facebook following, anything like that, you can essentially get in contact with that group and say, hey, shoot me a message on Facebook. I got a cool surprise for you, you know, however you want to word it. Mm-hmm. But you would essentially do the same thing you do with an opt-in bribe for an email list. If you send me a message on chatbot saying, I want that book, then I will automatically respond with a downloadable PDF version of my book. You know, you can do stuff like that, mail that to your list, put it in your Facebook group, put it on your Facebook profile, put it on your Twitter, put it on your Google+, put it on your Pinterest, put it on your Instagram, put it on your Flickr, put it on your...
This is impressive. No. MySpace.
MySpace page. Put it on your Friendster page. Put it everywhere. Use the existing platforms you've already got. Snapchat. Forgot Snapchat.
There you go.
Put it on all of your existing platforms. Tell people to message you for a freebie. That's probably the lowest hanging fruit way to get some people on your chatbot list.
Mm-hmm.
A second way, we use a tool called MiniChat for our chatbots, and they've got a cool little comment tool where you can actually put a post on Facebook and then have your chatbot reply automatically to anybody who comments on that post.
So you can ask people a question, and essentially with maybe give them a couple options. You can say something like that, like, okay, out of these two options, what would you choose, for mm-hmm. instance? And then people would say, you know, what's your favorite color, orange or black? Black. Black's not a color. But wrong answer. But either way, like based on their responses or maybe just any response at all, it'll actually automatically subscribe them to the chatbot. So that's actually, yeah, like Matt was saying, that's one of the quicker ways to grow a chatbot list. There are also some cool ways. We won't get into this now because it's very in depth and we definitely cover it in the chatbot course. But actually running Facebook ads and then connecting your chatbot to that ad.
Yeah.
So you can kind of spur a conversation immediately rather than like having someone go to a website. You can just say, hey, message us now. And it starts that chatbot conversation or that automation.
Yeah, for sure.
Mini chat. It's not MI. It's MANY chat. CHAT.com.
Yeah, I don't know why they call it that. I assume it's because you're chatting with many people at once.
Folks.
I don't know. But yeah, so mini chat, the chatbot list is a great way to engage. One last little statement I want to make about chatbots is, you know, we get, let's say with an email list, we may get a 20% open rate on an email and maybe like a 5% click rate on an email. Right. So with that in mind, a chatbot list, if you have a 1,000 subscriber chatbot list, it's essentially the same as having a 10,000 subscriber email list. Your results from 1,000 people on a chatbot list is going to be about the same as the response rate from 10,000 people on an email list. If you only have 100 people on a chatbot list, it's going to be about the same as a 1,000 subscriber email list. We've noticed you get about 10x the results from chatbot, 10x the engagement that you would get from an email list. So think about that. You only really need about 100 people on a chatbot list to get the same response that you'd get from about 1,000 people on an email list.
It's pretty cool. And you can, and like we were talking about opt-ins and slide-ins and stuff, you can actually use chatbots instead of email if that's really what you want to go down. And, you know, focus a little bit of effort to grow that chatbot list. Maybe you just grow it to like 100, like Matt was saying. It's the equivalent of about 1,000 people on a list. That can be literally life-changing for you, your business. Like, that can take you up to the next level very quickly.
And the one thing I want to add to that, one little caveat, is definitely grow both an email list and a chatbot list. Don't do one or the other. The problem with just a chatbot list is then Facebook owns you.
True.
With an email list, you can always export the emails and the names and move them around and move them somewhere else. So, you know, over the years, we've used GetResponse, we've used Infusionsoft, we've used AWeber, we've used ActiveCampaign, we've used Drip, we've used them all, and we can keep on moving our list from one service to another. If you only built a chatbot list and then Facebook basically one day says, you know what, screw this chatbot stuff, we're shutting that shit down, and then chatbots are gone, well, you just lost your entire list. So be careful with that.
Yeah, always diversify.
Always diversify. Redundancy, a hard lesson that we've had to learn lately.
Yeah.
We'll save that for another day.
Well, yeah, that's a seed for a future episode, if it makes it. I'm just kidding. The last, I think that's about. I don't want to go too far into chatbots.
No, I think we're good there. We've got a chatbot course. We're launching it soon. By the time this episode comes out, it probably won't be launched yet, but it'll be launched within a couple weeks.
So the last thing. So this is the third form of growing a list. List in quotes, or database of folks that you can follow up with. This has been a newer thing. We've experimented with these for a long time, but we're actually actively trying to grow these now with some persistence.
Some oomph.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. But basically Facebook groups. So they've been around for a long time, but seeing these Facebook groups, if you can imagine, there's a million Facebook groups out there. You're probably a member of like 100 of them. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people just add you and spam you. That's not cool. That's not how we're saying add people to Facebook groups. But if you have a product, or if you have a niche or something like that, where you can have like-minded folks come together, kind of like your email list, kind of like your chatbot list, you can also do that in a Facebook group. Now, if you can imagine, Facebook group, you know, if they're a member of the group, they're going to get notifications usually, unless they turn them off, or you can also prompt them to get notifications. Yeah. You're going to get more likely to be in front of them whenever you post something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to engage with people, in Facebook, a platform they're probably in like 4 or 5 times a day or more, you know?
Yeah, right. Everybody always has it open in a tab anyway.
Seriously. So Facebook groups, we have one. I think we have like 3 just for our own brand, but they're like different products.
And then we have more for affiliate products and other people's brands and other stuff we work with.
Because if you think about it, like you want to, like for our EGP letter, Evergreen Profits newsletter subscribers, we have a group.
Yep.
For our masterclass buyers, that's about what, $900 course or so. I don't know.
$1,000
price going up. That has a group. We have a community that is pretty much just freebie people, usually non-buyers, but there's a lot of buyers in there as well. Mm-hmm. But we talk about all sorts of things. That's a group. And then we have, like Matt said, various affiliate products where we bring those people together. That gives us an opportunity to sell that product or offer other ones or just give advice.
Or use it as a bonus to offer additional support to people who buy that through our link.
Right.
But with our Facebook group, so we've got one main core group that we probably spend most of our focus on, our Evergreen Profits community. Mm-hmm. And that's our free Facebook group. Anybody can join it. And I wish I knew the URL off the top of my head, but we'll link it up in the show notes. Anybody can join that group. And what we do with that group is we kind of use that like a second list. We don't really do much promotion to it. So you don't really see us going in there and saying, hey, join us on this webinar, or hey, here's our latest sales letter. Mm-hmm. But we use it as a way to engage with people and build rapport with people and to share our content with people. So all of our podcast episodes and blog posts and various things like that, we always make sure those are announced in that group. Mm-hmm. And then we like to share like a daily word of wisdom. And we like to do live streams directly into that group from time to time and just give it a real exclusive feel. We give great value. We share great links. We put up cool videos and we encourage everybody to interact with each other. Mm-hmm. And then occasionally, very, very rarely,
occasionally,
we might have something that we want those people to buy that we'll put in front of them. It's not often, but there's the occasional time where we discover a product that we like and we start using it in our business and we think it's really cool. We might throw an affiliate link in there and say, check this out, we're using it. or if we're in the middle of launching some sort of new course, we're definitely going to mention that course inside the group. But it's very rare. For the most part, we use it as an engagement tool, a way for people to connect directly with us, a way for our community members to connect with other community members, and a way to sort of curate our content and other people's content that's available.
So here's the thing with groups, like what Matt was saying. He's talking about engagement a lot. And what's engagement? Engagement is pretty much building trust. It's building communication. It's building that kind of like interest in your brand. And you want that. If you don't have engagement with your stuff, so if you don't have engagement with your list, your chatbots, your groups, or just people you're talking to in person, like if people aren't engaged in what you're saying, you ain't going to sell shit. Or you are, but you're not going to be around long. So the whole point in business is provide value that's entertaining and something that's actually going to be meaningful and engaging people for them to respond. Like there was I forget who said this, but basically the meaning of remarkable is that it has the ability to be spoken about, remarked upon. So if you want to create remarkable content, things that are going to be talked about. So with groups, like the videos we post on there and the things we do, other than like Matt's rants that he likes to go on sometimes.
They are value rants.
Hashtag value rant.
Hashtag value rant.
But the videos we post, so for instance, to the affiliate products, we always give value. We're always teaching something. It's never a promo video unless like we're running a sale. But honestly, that's not really where it goes. We send those an email. Mm-hmm. With these videos, we always have our link. We always make it very clear, okay, this is the website you need to go to if you want to purchase, but the content itself is solid. People are always thanking us for our content. Even if they haven't purchased or they have purchased, they're not. People aren't pissed off if you give them a link of where to go next if they haven't purchased. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like what we do with Facebook. And it's interesting, Matt, if we look at this, so we're looking at our whiteboard right now. We have email, chatbots, and Facebook groups. I feel like there's different layers, and we're kind of coming up with this on the fly, but I feel like layers of engagement. It's kind of like a pyramid. Like you want to start broad with engagement, but if you think about it, you want to work people into that engagement piece, that mechanism where they're going to buy the most likely to buy. And for us lately, I mean, it's email and chatbots are like, that's where you close a deal.
Right. And I mean, so here's the deal. You want to get as many people as possible to engage with you and to consume your stuff that you're putting out there. Some people just refuse to read emails, even though they opt in for whatever freebie you gave them. They just don't open their emails, or they segment their list so it goes to some inbox and they never read the emails they opt in for. Some people never ever read their Facebook messages. I know Joe and I are both guilty of letting Facebook messages pile up and never getting around to checking them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and some people never check into Facebook groups. That's why when we do list building, quote unquote, we try to cover all these areas. You know, we've got a massive, massive following, but those followings engage in different areas in different ways. Everybody prefers to consume and receive content and engage with you in different ways. So might as well open up those possibilities and have as many ways for people to, you know, click your links and engage with you as possible. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to really quickly touch on Facebook groups, because we talked about why we have one, but we never really talked about any ways of building one.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So again, lowest hanging fruit is the same lowest hanging fruit of chatbots. Just share your damn Facebook group. Tell people about the link. Tell them to go check it out. You know, share it on your other social medias. If you've got an email list, if you've got a chatbot, all that kind of stuff, share it there first. That's going to be the easiest way to get people in. Now, we did a cool little case study last month that actually really, really spiked our Facebook group that Joe did on one of his profiles. You want to kind of give a quick rundown of what you did to grow that group?
Yeah. So what I did was very simply, it was a test, and this is actually a test that's still going to lead into something else. But essentially what this test was is, so I had a post here, and I'm going to read it just really quick to you. And you can literally copy this kind of format. So
not word for word,
the format. Okay, quote, "We've been quietly up to some big things that are helping us build assets. It's all about cash flow, so everything adds up." And I spelled ads wrong because it was like advertisement. That was not on purpose until I just saw. All right, so I said, lately, we've been doing a ton of little promos that are under the radar. One of our most recent ones have actually been generating just shy of $50,000 in the past 30 days. We've got this down to a science, so we can basically replicate this same little system over and over again. I made this little video that breaks it all down. Are you interested in seeing it? Type yes, or something like that, in the comments below, and I'll let you know where to watch it. P.S. This is not from some launch, and it's not even our email mailing list. It ain't flashy, but it's all about evergreen cash flow from the results that you'll get any day. So basically, I'm prompting them to say yes, mm-hmm. or say I'm interested, or blah, 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 in the comments below.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're getting people to say yes to this statement that you made. There's actually a screenshot with some like income earnings on it. Mm-hmm. And you're getting people to go, yes, I need to learn their strategy. That sounds really cool.
Yep.
And then, so how many people, how many comments has it had? So it got 64 comments and about 65, 66 likes so far, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what Joe actually did was manually, one by one, replied to every single person who wrote yes with a link over to our private group, just right there in the comments. So he did a comment reply with a link to our Facebook group. So there's another like 50 links in this same exact thread where he's linking off to the group to every single person that commented. And the day after you did that, I mean, our group exploded. We added probably 100 new members from this thing.
It was almost 100 immediately in that same day. And still to this day, we get trickles of this. And that was, like I was saying, this was an experiment to pretty much kickstart the group. Well, the group is already going, but we just wanted to like, hey, I just want to test this sucker out, mm-hmm. you know? Case studies are always sexy because people want to see what's actually working. And the whole point with the case study is you want to actually show them how you did it. So that's what we're doing. We just bribe them to join our group first. So it's really cool. No, we are going to do some extra steps after this, and this is something we haven't done yet. But essentially run some paid Facebook traffic to a post like this
mm-hmm.
that can then, you know, obviously lead people to our group. So essentially we're growing our group, our Facebook group, with Facebook traffic. Now, that's something we have not done yet. So
yeah,
we will speak on those results.
We'll have to probably reword the post a little bit because I don't think Facebook is a huge fan of income claim type stuff. So we'll have to tweak it a little bit, but we do plan to run a very similar sort of campaign where we tell people about a result that we received, ask if they want to learn how they got this result, and if they say yes, we link them over to our group. And we're going to actually automate that with chatbots. So it will actually kill two birds with one stone. We'll put the comment there. It'll increase engagement on our fan page. It will add people to our chatbot list, and it'll get people to go join our group.
And a side benefit of doing this isn't just people growing, you growing your list, but I actually got, I think within 2 days, I got 4 or 5 messages, PM messages on Facebook from people who I haven't spoken to in a while or I've never spoken to. Literally one was like an old high school friend who has a startup company that's doing really well and he was looking for help. We don't take on clients anymore, but if you are taking on clients, little things like this can probably land you a handful of new clients.
Well,
and it's just literally you're spurring up this kind of interest in people. People are like, okay, so tell me more. Like, hey, can we hop on the phone about this? I want to chat about what you're up to. It's like,
just to prove your point, we actually kind of stole this idea from a guy named David Schloss, right? He posted something on Facebook saying, hey, I did this case study, gave a whole bunch of details about the case study, and asked if people wanted to learn more. Well, I read this thing and I almost immediately PM'd him and said, hey, David, saw your post on Facebook. Let's get on a call soon. We're looking for someone to help us run more Facebook ads. The next day we got on a call with David. He closed us. We're now clients of his. And he actually helps manage our Facebook ads for us. Mm-hmm. So just to show you that this process works to land clients as well. It works. You know, we've actually worked with other people as a result of this exact strategy.
So try to use case studies in your marketing. I mean, that goes for any of your marketing in any channel, but to grow Facebook groups, that seems like a very quick way to increase engagement and spur up interest for whatever you have to offer. So,
Fosheezy.
That is it. So let's do a little quick recap. Our three best and, you know, probably easiest, fastest way to grow a list of all sorts, email, are Facebook ads and webinars,
mm-hmm.
or I would say always Facebook ads with webinars because that'll make it a consistent growth pattern for you.
That's definitely the biggest spike.
Yeah, so that's our best. Second with email is content plus that little slide-in offer that, mm-hmm. that you give people. Third thing is chatbots, and we talked about all sorts of ways you can go your chatbots and engage with people. And then Facebook groups. We just chatted about that. So it's good stuff, man.
Good stuff. Yeah, high five. High five. Let's see if we can catch this on the mic. Nice.
That even echoed in. It was great. Mm-hmm. But that's it, man. I mean, like, this is the thing. If we just want to leave you with one thing, it's grow a damn list.
Grow a damn list.
Don't overthink it.
Grow a damn beard.
A beard? Yeah. Oh, okay. I can't do it as well as you, though. Damn it. No, but grow the damn list and stop overthinking things. If you put it off, you're literally just you're starving your bank account. You don't want your bank account on a diet. That's an unhealthy bank account.
Yeah.
So fill that sucker with
no,
people
no
who
bank
want to buy
account anorexia.
Shit. Yes, that's a hashtag. No bank account anorexia.
It's a long hashtag.
It's okay. Good luck spelling it. All right, y'all. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Later. Don't be a beatboxer.
Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast. Now, if you want to learn more and hear from us every single month, which a lot of people do, it's pretty fun. We actually write this thing called the Evergreen Prophets Letter, and that is a printed newsletter that we actually send to hundreds of people every single month to your doorstep, so you actually get it in the mail. You can read this sucker, you can highlight it, you can dog ear, you can scratch some stuff out if you don't like that one. You say, no, Joe and Matt, that's not cool for me. But you can take a lot of different strategies, about 15 or so from every single issue, and it's really cool. So basically, these are actionable strategies that you can use in your business right away to test out and pretty much build on what you already have going on. So check it out. It's at www.egpletter.com. It's pretty amazing. And yeah, you should go check it out. See what it's all about.
Boom.